Worth, a Cumulus station.
Once again, Bad Radio presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
I suck.
Apparently, I suck.
And now, here are your hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
Here's Bob.
What? All right.
Huh?
At 2:59, I'd like to welcome in young Michael Gruber.
Thank you, Bug. Efficient Attic Systems and Don Davis Auto Group bring you my nizzle.
Thank you, Bob.
And now...
Shut up.
The man who is keeping watch over the Mike Brown watch.
Thank you, Bob.
Hey, I'm Donovan Foop.
Dan McDowell.
What's the Mike Brown watch? Dying or something?
Well.
Everybody's watching his eye and seeing how it's doing.
0-2,
they're 0-2. I don't know. Is that good? Is that
Let me just say this.
Oh,
that Mike Brown. I was thinking of somebody else.
Shaq will not see Christmas.
Who is a safety for the Chiefs? What Mike Brown?
Isn't Paul the Bengals GM named Mike Brown?
Paul in a...
Sure.
Yes.
Isn't it?
I think
yeah,
so.
He's
yeah.
the owner. He's Paul Brown's son.
Right.
That's who I thought you meant.
And he has a bag.
Of what?
So...
Nothing?
Wait a minute. The Bengals owner and the Cavs coach have the same name?
Yep.
They're the same awesome.
Are they the same guy?
I don't think so.
And would it matter? Would it matter if you put the Bengals owner in that huddle?
Like if they both had to switch jobs for a year, would you know the difference?
What do you mean? Mike Brown doesn't get in the huddle.
That's true. What happened to the guy that calls the plays in the huddle? Isn't he a coach somewhere else?
Dude, how do you guys lose to the Raptors? I thought Shaq was fixing everything.
Yeah, LeBron had a triple-double.
I think Danny
what
Perry
happened,
also
man?
Enjoys
what went
the
wrong?
1995 All-Star team. I don't think they can hear us.
Where's Delonte West in all this? Hi, Mike. Hi, Corby.
Oh.
We hear you.
I think they can.
We're just ignoring us. It's like we're not
Where's
even
Delonte
here.
West in all this?
We're just ignoring...
Is he still riding his motorcycle with his guns and the guitar
right.
case?
With his Uzi?
You think there's any chance he watched Scarface that week?
I mean, I thought this was all supposed to be squared away. And it was preordained
this
that
is
great a, things were going to happen.
This
no?
Is, this is more of that Orlando series. I thought we shook that off.
I remember one year the Mavs lost their first four games of the season and went on to the finals.
Yeah, but Dirk wasn't unrestricted that summer, was he?
Did they go into the finals, or did they win 67 and lose in the first round?
I believe that was what you're looking for.
Good point, Donovan. I don't need you to bring up facts
are
while
you,
I'm talking.
Are you going with LeBron wherever he goes?
Who knows?
Let's just say that there's some pretty heavy... courting from the city of Dallas going on.
Who wins when Bron and the Cavs split up? Who gets Dan?
Nobody wins.
Who gets custody?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'll just have to guess.
So
what if the
Cavs
get custody?
Once
you think he'll cry all the way in the car?
No! Do you think that'd be a big deal if he left? Like, would the Cavs falter, or would they still be a pretty solid team?
They have Shaq. It's Shaq!
They do have Shaq.
Yeah, they could build around Shaq then.
Well, today is Thursday, October 29th, the 302nd day of the year. There are 63 days left in 2009. Oh, I never really said hi to Mike and Corby. Hi, Mike and Corby. Where are you today?
You will find us at Blackfin.
Oh.
But us,
we're
too.
We're at Blackfin.
Yeah, but we're at the we're at what they like to call the good one.
We're at the Blackfin.
Yeah, you are at the Blackfin.
You know.
The...
Yes, we do know.
Were you guys here on October 12th a couple of years ago?
As a matter of fact, we were.
There's a plaque. That is the Black Fin.
There's a plaque up on the wall indicating.
Yes, as a matter of fact, we
is
were when something
wall?
Happened very briefly for the final time.
And I remember midway through that day, someone, the sales rep, I believe it was Holly, Sweet Holly, who walked by and was offering up shots to us. And my... That day was so wild that I was like, you know what? Yes, I'll have four.
Oh, that day was so wild.
So you just
but
lined them up
Black
like in Raiders
Arlington
of the Lost Ark?
Highlands today.
Yeah.
In South Arlington.
Well, that's a hopping joint.
Man.
It is a hopping joint.
Oh, yeah, you had an appearance, didn't you, down here?
I was out there last night, dog, just kicking it.
Yeah,
it's
I was
huge.
Just there.
It didn't have anything to do with an appearance.
Uh-huh.
I was just there.
Mm-hmm.
I was.
Now, are you on Bagpiper Way or Bagpiper Road?
For everybody who wants to get Donovan out of the house, if he leaves his couch, it's 10 grand. Just know that right off the bat.
Please.
Please.
I come to work.
That's right. That's just to
Lower
get him to
that.
Stand up.
Right. $10,000, and then, I don't know, good luck after that.
It goes up from there to get him out the door and into your door.
On this day in 1929, Mike.
Please.
Wall Street crashed.
Was that necessary?
On what was called Black Tuesday.
It was not.
Blues Day.
Oh, shut up.
Why's it gotta be black? The beginning of America's Great Depression.
Blues balls.
Now, is that why you're always still very frugal with things, Mike?
Is that why what?
Aren't you very frugal with things still to this day because of that?
No.
Going back to those soup rationing episodes.
Is it true that you save strength?
You save all your buffalo nickels.
I do save those.
And your nylons.
Right.
Do you still mix, like, when the milk is running out, so the kids can have milk, you mix water in it?
Hey, Brandy.
How are you?
Can you focus?
Are you just having a conversation with a girl
Brandy.
Off the air?
I know Brandy.
Queef.
Yeah.
She's a fine girl.
We go way back. See? There you go. We go way back.
Bitch. Well, give her a headset.
Thank you.
Ask her if she'll love you tonight.
Ask her, Donovan. Come on.
Donovan, give her a head.
That's,
you're an idiot, line four guy.
The imprint from Killer will not leave that chair for some time.
Hello? Ask her if you can give it a Seattle Sandblaster.
Oh, boy.
That wasn't a forced shot.
Well, let's see what...
But it went in, according to Mike, right?
Why don't you stay?
Boy, it sure did.
Why don't you stay in the offense?
That was from center ice.
Do you know that... Oh, okay. Oh. Here, throw those on, Brandy. Let's see what... Boy, Killer, you certainly did.
Well, he did jump up really fast.
Mobilized. Now back to the seat.
That's loud.
Hello, Brandy.
Hello.
Who are you? Why do you know Donovan? Who are you?
I used to work with him back in the day, actually.
Work
before
with
he
him?
Was famous, yes. Before
what does
famous.
That mean?
I worked at 93.3
The Bone. She was a bone babe.
I was a bone babe.
You're you a guys, bone babe.
I'm now the sales manager at Blackfin.
Now look at you all businessy and all business suit.
I thought had you had a few sides to me, yes.
The bone paved the way for this right here. See?
Brandy?
See those bone babes. They've got brains.
Bone paves the way for
yeah.
so much.
Brandy, I thought that you and Donovan worked at the Soul Glow Research and Development Area.
Don't laugh at that.
That's weird.
That's not funny.
You know what? I also worked for the sports page, so I used to see Donovan at the ticket.
Whatever happened to the bone?
What happened, Donovan?
It will never die. It's always around.
What happened to the bone babes?
It's forever in our hearts.
It's rocking.
Yes, still.
Are they still rocking?
In our minds and hearts. We're boning in the weekend right now, right?
Did Humble Billy ever touch you inappropriately?
No, he didn't, actually.
Are you disappointed
like
in that?
A porno bear question?
Would you like for him, too?
I'm just surprised y'all aren't making fun of my accent yet.
Brandy, Mike has a question for you.
What accent are you talking about?
Just, you know, you seem nice enough. We just thought.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But you are from Texas.
Question. I am. Groups has it.
So why did you want to come on the air? What's
dang?
It is too many voices.
I was asked. I never decline, you know, an invitation. I usually try.
Anytime
to
someone asks, a couple of my invitations.
You say yes.
So, you know,
what brand cigarette do you smoke?
I don't smoke.
Well, that is a default line from Ty.
Ty, shut
Ty,
up.
You're an idiot.
He asked everybody that.
Ty, what else were you going to ask?
That was a drop. That was a drop.
You're an idiot.
Didn't
man.
You want to ask Brandy, the Bone Babe Blackfin manager, one more thing?
Do you like your gig?
I do, actually. Yes, I do like my job.
That wasn't the question. Do you like your job?
Yes.
No, what? Do you like being chief of police? Keep it inside you.
Boy,
well, happy third birthday, Brandy, at Blackfin, right?
Yeah.
Will
thank
you love
you.
Me tonight?
This is the third anniversary. Any specials tonight? Isn't it ladies' night?
Yes,
I love
it is.
But I've chosen
9 to 11, $2 crown and down in
no
the
way.
VIP room. Uh-huh.
Oh,
and a free buffet, complimentary buffet as well.
Nice.
Nice.
That's how you celebrate a birthday
here?
Right there.
I like
what's
steak.
That?
You ever seen Killer at the free buffet?
I have not,
yeah.
actually.
Did he introduce himself as Killer to you?
He did.
Hey, I'm the Killer.
My name is Queef Moon.
Right after he asked me if I've ever heard that I look like the girl on 24 and the girl next door.
Alicia Cuthbert?
Yes.
That's his,
all right, yeah.
That's
right.
His pickup line, too?
That's his default.
Now, did it work? You going out tonight with Killer?
If I didn't have a boyfriend, then.
It worked.
No.
Oh,
always the boyfriend.
Yeah.
All the answers.
All right, well, thank you. We just lost interest.
Where does he live? Canada?
All righty.
Good seeing you, Brandy.
Queef
Pumpkin.
See a model in Oklahoma.
So listen to this. Listen to this email from Nick. A little under the weather today, so I took the day off to relax on the couch. I watched Schindler's List uninterrupted for the first time since it came out. At that pinnacle of... At the pinnacle of the drama, when Oskar Schindler asked the workers to observe 3 minutes of silence in honor of the thousands of their brothers who had been killed, I blurt out, Paul in... he says, you guys have ruined my life.
Thanks for reading that.
What?
Can you guys hear the hard line?
Whatever.
Then what happened?
Hello.
Don't worry about them back there.
Morning.
Well, I'm wondering that too. Then what happened?
Good morning, guys. No problem.
I got yeah, more
your story. Like that.
I got more email. Let's see.
All right. 5 years ago on this day, Osama bin Laden, in a videotaped statement, directly admitted for the first time that he had ordered the September 11th attacks and told America the best way to avoid another Manhattan was to stop threatening Muslim security.
Thanks a lot, bin Laden.
Muslim security?
We'll get
like
him.
At the club or something?
We'll get him when he least expects
Thanks,
it.
Will. Appreciate it.
When he's like at a witch or something, ordering the sandwich, we'll get him.
In birthday news, good P1 Doug's daughter?
Is Doug?
Granddaughter. Stacy Alexander is 22.
Oh, boy.
Boy, you must be old, Doug, yeah. If you have a granddaughter that's that old. So happy birthday to
Stacy.
Not
necessarily.
Yeah, according to the hard line from yesterday,
that's
maybe
true.
Not.
Grandpa bought a rubber.
Oh.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Well, then he wouldn't
think about that, Irwin.
Maybe before he became a grandpa, he should have thought about it.
Jesse Barfield is 50.
He was a proud Soul Glow client.
Mike Gartner, 50.
The 700 Club.
I'm bringing Soul Glow back.
Did I say labia?
Bob Goodenow.
Get a curl.
57.
On the sides.
Now, he screwed up a lot of things, didn't he?
Indeed he did.
Dennis Potvin, 56.
Wow. All right, now we get back into the Mike Bossy Islanders.
No, big hockey.
Who would
day.
We compare Dennis Potvin to?
Wow.
That might have been a contemporary of Ralph Kiner.
So a baseball contemporary of Dennis Potvin, huh?
That was a contemporary of Ralph Kiner.
Yeah.
Lou Brock.
Rabbit Miranville.
Jeez.
Kurt
Jacoby. Now he's
Dean
I know they,
Chance.
They weren't really in the same era, but I always thought of Dennis Potvin as kind of a Dixie Walker.
Dixie Carter.
So Dennis Potvin hated the black man too.
Dixie Carter. The
John and women.
So someone named Dixie Walker didn't like the black man?
We can't prove that.
It's weird.
You don't need to. It's well known.
Dan Castellaneta.
Oh, here we go.
Is 52.
That is Homer Simpson. Enough said.
Homer, Grandpa, Krusty.
Where are you going, Corby? You have to work today.
Groundskeeper Willie.
Go home.
Spider Pig.
Mayor Quimby.
Does whatever a Spider Pig does.
That's genius.
If it wasn't for Peter Griffin, he would be the number one TV character of all time. Unfortunately, Peter is now number one.
Richard Dreyfuss, 62.
Jars.
The bigger boat.
Do you think that's a copy point of someone who's fake smart?
Peter Griffin?
When their whole list of best TV characters of all time are cartoons.
Kate Jackson, 61.
You know, she was always my choice because everybody fawned all over the other two, and I felt sorry for her.
So let's pick the ugly one just because everybody else likes the hot one.
It's kind of like,
that makes sense.
Yeah, because you might be able to actually get her.
That's smart.
The Steve Phillips theory?
Yes.
You know, everyone loves the hot.
Yeah, the Steve Phillips school of dating.
I don't have to fight Herman for this one.
But she wasn't ugly. I mean...
I don't have to fight Kenny Mayne for this girl.
Right.
Winona Ryder is 38.
Winona Ryder.
You know, he spent all that time fighting for leather.
Hot or not?
Winona Ryder, I say not.
She the shoplifter?
I kind of liked when John Stewart...
Framed. We can't prove it.
...was making out with her on
She's got those
the Larry Sanders Show.
She needs to eat a couple of sandwiches or something.
John Stewart.
A little thin for my book.
Is that fake smart if I've mentioned John Stewart?
Oh, my gosh. You're really up on current events, aren't you?
Now, how about some spare birthdays?
Somebody go!
God Almighty.
I'm sure everybody knows I'm still hanging around Dallas a little bit.
I'm going to run a backhoe and uproot that tree.
It's a fart form.
It is a fart form.
To further the hockey narrative of this segment, Jean Rattel, 56.
Mm. Oh, I play his board games.
How does he spell Sean?
Jean Rattel.
Oh, my bad.
Right now, George? Who did he fly his craft with, and what is his story?
Rangers Bruins, I suppose. More Rangers, right? In the Phil Esposito-type era, I'm saying.
You mean the Strangers and the Puins?
Was he a Tinder?
No.
Jeez.
Centerman.
That's right, I said it.
You said it? Yeah, you did. Paul Orndorff tie is 60
today. Whoa!
Paul,
is he a wrestler?
He is a wrestler.
He is a wrestler. Mr. Wonderful.
Yes, he is. Mr. Wonderful.
Is that anything like Mr. Awesome from the...
How wonderful he is. Almost nothing like show? Mr. Awesome. Andy Russell is 68.
Steelers.
The Steeler, indeed. And J.T. Smith, 54.
Eagle.
The Brick.
Ooh, one more.
That's the kicker turner from the... Chiefs or Cardinals?
Well,
Queefs.
I might be thinking of Nolan the Nat Smith.
Which one is the Cardinal? Then?
Mm-hmm. I think it's JT. I think. Come on,
hello.
Ty.
Boy, but
played for the Redskins, Chiefs, and Cardinals.
Okay, so he's both.
That settles it. And
went to North Texas.
He only wanted to play for teams that wore red.
Mm,
how weird is that? And at 41 today, Johan Olav Kos.
The great speed skater from Norway.
Today's Norwegian birthday of the day.
And boy, could he dominate. What Olympics was that? I believe that was the in Norway.
Actually, I think that was the 92-94 combo, right?
When was that Nagano?
Yeah, when they doubled up.
Little Hammer. We all remember Nagano?
No, it wasn't Nagano. It was Lillehammer and...
And Lil Wayne.
The other one.
Louisville.
Well, Queef.
What was Sarajevo? The one?
Little Monkey.
Jeez.
I was waiting for you to say it.
Whoa.
Thought it'd be better.
You're welcome. Yeah, it was Lantana. The Lantana games.
Albertville.
Carlo.
Albertville, yes, and Lillehammer. Lil Wayne.
Lillehammer.
Yeah. Born on this day, now dead, Fanny Bryce.
Fanny?
Fanny's Charles Evans.
Wasn't she the one that was always on Match Game PM?
I think, Mike...
That was Fanny Flagg, wasn't it?
If you were going to be a girl, yeah. Didn't your parents say that your name was going to be Fanny?
How many Fannies did you know, Mike? No.
Like, Fanny Mae?
Were in your
class.
That
was like Cheryl of the,
I knew a Fanny.
Of the 50s, right?
I know one song about a woman named Fanny.
Mark?
Actually, I know two songs about that.
Mark?
Mm. Why don't you sing them?
Yeah, that'd be great.
No. I just like
just
Fanny.
Just the first verse.
Why don't you take a load off, Fanny?
Right.
Yeah, well, there's three.
Oh, Fanny, you came and you gave without taking.
Don't the Bee Gees have a song about Fanny?
Mark.
Fanny Be Tender.
Yeah, all right, there's four.
They have a song called Fanny Be Tender?
Yeah.
How gay is that?
Dead on this day, still dead, Dwayne Allman.
That's a song about Fanny. Baby got mad.
Yeah. Cut the jokes.
All right. I said it.
Music down. Whoa. What are we going to do?
Well, I think there's only one thing we can do. How about a moment of silence?
There you go.
Paul in... What?
What? What?
The great Dwayne Allman. Although...
Wow.
Did you get any P1 birthdays today, Dan?
The incredible
Doug's
Dwayne
granddaughter.
Allman.
Did you get
the man who started it all on slide guitar.
James, what do we know about Derek Trucks?
James Lawson is 32
if
today.
If Dwayne Allman was still alive.
Sure, right.
we would.
Greatness finds its way.
His girlfriend, true. Cassie, wanted us to know and wanted to know if I was the person she was supposed to email.
Did she send a picture?
Maybe she should meet us for coffee.
Cassie Roll.
You're the Queefmeister.
I am?
That's
It's what your license plate says.
All right. Tyler?
How'd I win that title?
How far today doesn't suck.
It says that on gothic leather in the back window of your car. Which is really cool.
All right, I got to finish telling you guys a story from yesterday.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, the girl that was going to take her top off.
Yes. Out at the Arboretum the other night, man. It was
four,
so crazy.
Three,
she stood in front of us,
two,
faced the band,
and
she just...
you're done.
Hell, golf record.